At the United Nations today, official confirmation that chemical weapons were used against civilians, including children, in Syria's civil war. Weapons inspectors are presenting what they call clear and convincing evidence, including environmental, chemical, and medical evidence, showing that the August 21st attack in the Ghouta area of Damascus was carried out with surface-to-surface rockets loaded with sarin gas. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls it a war crime. And in a separate development, the chair of a UN war crimes panel says his committee is investigating 14 suspected chemical attacks in Syria, with reports that some of those attacks may have been carried out by Syria's rebels. Indira Lakshmanan is diplomatic correspondent for Bloomberg News, and she joins us now. So Indira, first of all, take us deeper into the UN weapons inspectors report. What did they find?
Right. This is the report that everyone has been talking about and waiting for the last few weeks. And if you recall, the United Nations weapons inspectors were given the permission to go to Syria on the understanding, partly, that they were going to trace if there was a chemical gas attack, but not to point and attach responsibility specifically. Right. So what Ban Ki-moon announced today was that there was, quote, clear and convincing evidence that sarin gas was used, that 85% of the blood samples and 91% of the urine that they tested all showed evidence of sarin. They were not able to confirm the exact number of people, but they're still saying more than 1,400. And the point you made about the surface-to-surface rockets containing this nerve agent being used is very interesting, because essentially the UN is saying that this had none of the characteristics of improvised rockets, and all of that would point to the regime itself having actual surface-to-surface rockets. We don't know of the opposition having access to those kinds of weapons.
I see that UN's weapons inspectors also interviewed survivors and healthcare workers. They also say they found sarin in rock fragments near the scene. What action, if any, might this report trigger at the UN, at least amongst the Security Council members?
Well, we already know partly the action that was coming. I mean, in a way, I don't want to say that the report is an anticlimax because everyone was waiting for it, but the results of the report were already expected and even previewed by Ban Ki-moon and, you know, himself last week. What he did today was call it a war crime and a grave violation of the Geneva Protocol. But what the UN Security Council is already doing with the pressure of the U.S., France, and Britain is pushing through a tough UN Security Council resolution on Syria's chemical weapons, which basically insists that Syria will comply with the plan that came out a couple days ago on Saturday, agreed to by John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Sergey Lavrov, and that there's an enforcement mechanism, which is if he does not carry out the plan, that then he would be subject to very serious sanctions. And don't forget, the U.S. has never taken the possibility of using force independently of the United Nations off the table.
Right, and I see that Secretary Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov even today continue to tussle over the military option.
Right. I mean, you know, that's something they're not going to come to agreement on. The whole reason that the Russians seized on John Kerry's remark, which was just a week ago today, it's kind of dizzying to think about what has happened in the last 7 days. But it was just a week ago today in London that Kerry was asked at a press conference, is there absolutely anything at all that could forestall military action when at that point it looked inevitable? And he said, well, the Syrians could give up all their chemical weapons within a week, but that's never going to happen. And now we've got this deal in less than a week. The Russians seized on that comment because they wanted to do anything to forestall military action. I think that is not completely gone. The threat remains if Assad doesn't comply to the satisfaction of the U.S. and its top allies.
Mm. Now, Indra, talk to us about this statement from Paul Pinheiro, who chairs a U.N. war crimes panel, saying that his panel's looking at 14 suspected chemical attacks, some of which may have been launched by rebel groups. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, this is very interesting. This is on a parallel and different track at the United Nations. As you say, he runs this war crimes investigators. It's the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria. And they have been looking into and monitoring Syrian human rights abuses since September 2011. So they have a lot of material that they've been working with. And on an independent track from Ban Ki-moon calling this a war crime, they have said, we're investigating what we believe are 14 chemical attacks. And apparently Syria has invited one of the commission members, Carla Del Ponte, well known as a former war crimes prosecutor, to visit Syria in a personal capacity. And she has said maybe she's been invited because she had publicly said in May that the commission had allegations that opposition groups had used chemical weapons, but she doesn't know for sure if that's the reason. I mean, at this point, we don't have any evidence that opposition groups have used it other than Vladimir Putin continues to insist that they have. That would obviously be for the UN to investigate.
Indira Lakshmanan, diplomatic correspondent for Bloomberg News. Indira, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.